4DJC in 4DJC in 0TR. Clear. I believe that was you. I just got the Juliet there, or the Japan. Nothing else. It's in 0TR.
I was pretty used to it. I tried to call you the other day on the radio, but we're not in the
Scratchy Bomb, thanks for asking. She's doing great. I had to call a doctor a while ago. She had a lump come up by where that drain tube was in her neck, but they weren't alarmed by it and said it should dissolve. But other than that, she's pretty sassy today.
W2 T-Mobile.
Well, good to hear, Tom. Good to hear. Tell her best regards for sure. And I hear Rustoleum in there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning again, Bob, and good morning, Tom.
And I just got done with all my work, grabbed a drink and a cookie, and I'm headed back home. And I'll go ahead, Tom.
Maybe we should holler Mayday or something if he's out on the road this morning by himself. How you doing, Rusty? Had to start off on a good foot. And good to hear you this morning, too. I tried to call Jerry. I haven't heard him in a while. Go ahead, Mr. Bob.
Hey, Tom, because I think you were asking me about the antenna I was building. And I worked Kuwait on 160 with a new antenna the other day.
Exactly what time do you think Beauvais is going to start? I was thinking about calling you. I contacted the ship twice on the way down there. One guy didn't do Logbook of the World, and the other guy did. But they said they was getting close.
Probably 4 days away yet, maybe, give or take a day. 3 to 5 days, probably about four, and then, you know, getting onto the island and getting everything all set up. I think towards the end of the month is a realistic, the 29th, 30th, something like that is a realistic possibility anyway. Go ahead, Rusty, WU2T, ND7J.
Okay, well, I'm just out here in the countryside, down here in the Anderson area. Had to go down into Easley for a couple of places. Now I'm headed back to get on 85 to head back to the house. So, anyway, go ahead, Tom.
I didn't mean to leave you out, Rusty. I just figured that was interesting information to everybody. And I did get my Crozet confirmation, Bob, but I'd already worked them, 13 years ago, I think it was. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the card. But anyways, I got them on CW, and I had them on Voice anyways in years past. Go ahead, Bob.
I Crozet on a couple, two or three. I can't remember. I know I got them on FT8 on a couple, and I might have got them on CW somewhere, but I'm not sure. But that makes number 311 for me. So they're coming slower now. Go ahead, Rusty.
But even slower than yours, I'm only up to about 210, 211, 213, something like that right now. I'm peddling through the countryside back here, going off on some of these strange little roads out here. Headed back because I got to get back over to where I can get on 85 headed north. And I'm on going on a road called Airy Springs Road, A-I-R-Y Springs Road. So, you know, they got some really great names of roads down here. And I'm hoping I can get a chance to work that de-expedition before I leave, but because I'm not taking any radios with me. And unless I run into a friend of mine down there and I can go over to his house and see if I can work them from down there, so that might work out too. Anyway, go ahead, Tom, W2T Mobile.
This is Gerald TR. Oh, lost my train of thought, Mom, but, I didn't get another credit on my mix for that one, Bob, because I'd already worked them years ago, and it was just coincidence. I worked them this time. It was before Bernice got sick and had surgery. But I was down there and I saw it and I thought, oh, this might be fun. And I looked at it and I thought, oh my God. There was, the man's scope was saturated. Now, that's a challenge. And I haven't been on hardly at all lately. And although last night I worked several license. I worked at SHIP, and then I worked, it was an AB 3 or something, I forget. I don't remember the other one. And then I worked Antarctica and one other nice country last night, but I'm upstairs now, so I don't know what it was. But I just got 302, but I'd like to get 300 on CW. I've got 290 on CW, and I don't work any of the digital modes, but there's a nice bill got his. Wow. He's got more countries than Carter's got liver pills. This ND7J and 0TR.
Good job, that's for sure. Well, listen, fellas, I'm in the driveway, and I got to get in the house. I got some ice cream here. It's going to melt because I've been riding around doing other stuff. So I got to run. You guys have a good one. Let's be here. W22T, take it, ND7J. 73 all the way around.
All right, catch you later, Bob. Have a good day, W22T. Go ahead, Tom.
Good to hear you, Bob. You might give me a text if you hear them come on before I do. But right now, everything's stable. Thanks for asking. Take care, Bob. ND7J and 0TR. Go ahead, Mr. Rusty.
Well, let's see. I'm wandering around out here in the middle of nowhere. I'm going by a golf course down here in the Easley area, and it's got snow piled up on the sides of the some of the course there. And I didn't realize they had enough snow down here to get that, but that's what it looks like, snow down here. Anyway, and got my jobs done this morning. Now I'm headed back to the house. Takes longer to drive down here in the dry bag than it does to do the two jobs, Tom.
Good thing, as long as you get mileage, Rusty. Oh, I was just sitting here. I can't get unwound from this thing with Bernice. I'm just wound up to where I just can't get unwound, I guess you say. But at any rate, I'm sitting here looking at some digital panel meters. I'll tell you a funny one. The other night, whenever I get out of a chair and it's dry outside downstairs, my dad, if I get out of my chair, either one of them, and go over by the radios or up towards the TV, I always pull out my pocket knife, my trusty old Swiss Army knife, and I reach over and either touch the pull chain on the light, which is grounded, or I touch the conduit on the wall that I've run that feeds everything. So I reached over there, and I was 10 foot away from the radios. Nothing was on. Well, yeah, it was on over there. But I reached up, and if you take a key or you take a knife or anything metallic, I learned this when I went out on a job up in New York. The static up there was terrible. And I'd go in the Holiday Inn, and I'd start to reach over and touch the doorknob, and it would draw an arc that you could see in the darkened hallways. Now, I don't like to be shocked. Well, I reached over and discharged the static off of me onto the conduit. And then I walked down by the radios, and I've had a digital voltmeter up there, just separate, that for the fun of it, I put it up in front of my radio station. I could monitor my power supplies in case they go out and get to things before it damages anything. And you know what? It wiped that thing out. And it runs on 5 volts. So I'm looking at a new one here. They're only about $10, $12. But can you imagine that from 10 foot away and knocking out a digital voltmeter?
Those digital voltmeters, I've gotten a couple that were, I was checking the power on a receptacle one time with one of them one time, and, it was a cheap one, and as soon as I stuck everything in, it said zapped, and that digital voltmeter was gone. So, fortunately, I hadn't put a lot of money into that one, and I was able to get a replacement, so, it worked out, and, I got it done, and, like I said, I'm not wandering around out here in the countryside down in the Anderson, in the Powersville area down here near Easley and all. It's a pretty country down here, Tom.
Yep, know, not being from around here, I've been here 13 years, I'd ought to know, but Powdersville, I think, is on down south of and west of Greenville. But yeah, Rusty, the best way that you can ever destroy a digital voltmeter, especially ones that aren't fused in the amperage section, is to forget and have the lead or have the meter set on amperage instead of voltage. You plug it into a receptacle and it's kiss me goodbye.
I'm set on voltage because I had checked it when I picked it up. I wanted to be sure that I didn't do something like I wasn't supposed to. So anyway, I made sure of that. But when I stuck the second lead into that receptacle and off, and I think it had to be static electricity because I had already pulled the switch on that receptacle, and I was just using the meter to be sure I was clear and it was not going to get, you know, hooked with it. But for some reason, I think there was enough static electricity or something in the air that it, when I stuck those two leads in there, the second one in, it got me.
Static is a killer of electronics. There's no question about it. I used to deal with replacing integrated circuits on circuit boards, you know, the 16 lead and the 20 lead stuff, and they were CMOS. And buddy, if you didn't put that ground wire on your wrist and ground it out, you just pick one of them up and it's done for a lot of times, especially in the winter time when there's static around. So it could have been rusty. Well, these aren't bad. These are from that Martin, MPJA.com down there in Florida, and they got one of everything, I'll tell you. And they, and I told Bill N4IQ about them one time, and he's been a fan, and Chad, he's a fan of them too, for electronic parts, you know, and stuff. They're great. Yeah, they get surplus, a lot of it, but it's new. But they got a mini panel meter here. It's got a big shunt. I don't know if I want that or not. And it's a red LED display to 30 volts, and it'll read out 100 amps. I don't know. I don't need the amps on there, really, because I know about what they draw and how much they should draw. But, and I can check that real easy with meters. I think I just want to get a digital panel meter. And then I got to mount it in a stupid box and put it back up there. But it just ticked me off that I run that meter. And it didn't cost me anything. It was years old. But I used to use meter like that in a 8-inch boring mill that is beyond your belief how big that machine was. And I set it up where the guys could set their feed controls and have a voltage reference as to speed and feeds. And it worked real well. And when the company closed down, well, my boss told me, he says, take what you want. He says, we're going to auction the rest of it off, Tom. You need anything, well, just help yourself. Had a nice boss, Rusty.
When you get a boss like that that looks out for his employees. I had one like that one time, and I picked up a couple of items back then that, you know, was helpful and got me through some things. So anyway, well, I'm passing under the 153 highway exit here on 85 northbound, so that'll tell you about where I am down here, and trying to get back into the flow of things and not get run over by people who are not paying attention to where they're going. But, you know, it's like I was when I was coming down here, I had a U-Haul truck, a rental truck, and he was in one lane, and there was a car getting ready to pass him, and I was behind him, so I thought, and the truck and the guy in the U-Haul truck was behind another panel van, and that van was slowing down, and instead of the U-Haul driver slowing down, he just whipped it, he just moved over into the next lane and almost hit the car that was in that next lane already.
They walk among us, that's for sure. Well, Bernice is feeling better. She made oatmeal cookies last night, and I got told that I distracted her, and she put too much something or other in it. I don't know what. Can't imagine me distracting her. But she wasn't feeling well. She said, by golly, I'm going to do what I want. And I said, you don't need to do that. And she said, I want to make some cookies. So she made some cookies. And the oatmeal cookies are therapeutic also. They're really great because they got dates and stuff in them. But at any rate, I was looking at this meter here, and that shunt, the only problem is it's you got to mount it where you're not going to short it out to something. And I made the mistake one time of had a handy box. It's a metal box used commonly in industry, and I always keep some on hand and mount light switches and things in it in the basement. And it scooted over and touched the back of my power supply. Well, it was grounded, of course, and it took out a 30-amp Astron power supply just about in the blink of an eye. So that got all changed around, and it's not mounted solid, and I guess maybe I should do that. And it just barely slid over there and touched that on the back by the... luckily, I had one, but it's still a pain in the rear to have to repair something like that over a stupid mistake. I guess that's what mistakes are, usually stupid anyways. Go ahead, Rusty.
There's a heck of a lot of unmarked police cars and marked police cars out here all along 85, down here on the low side of Greenville. And I found them going up, and then I found more. I've seen more coming back, and you know, I'm right over here where 25 goes. Whitehorse Road goes over 85 at that intersection, and back beyond there, between there and the next couple of exits down, or where 185 is, there were three cars, two unmarked and one marked, sitting on both sides of the road, and I don't know what they were doing, but you know, traffic was just moving calmly, and I guess they were looking for some, because the two unmarked cars, you could tell they were police when you got up and looked at them, but you couldn't tell from the side because they were sitting, so they were nose on to the interstate.
Rusty, I've drove that quite, well, not a lot, but some, and I've seen the exact same thing. They run traffic down there at times, and they run it in groups. I wish they'd do that on Wade Hampton up here. It's just crazy. We was in the Waffle House there yesterday at 14 in Wade Hampton. And I'm telling you, when they were coming from downtown Greer, they'd come across that intersection. And a lot of them had those kazoo mufflers on them, you know, that like that. And they just, right there past the CVS, they just floorboarded all the way down there past Greer Fluorine and all that. And somebody's going to get killed there. I never seen so many speeders just in the time we were eating breakfast. And they just, and like I said, they just floorboard it and head on down there. And that's, I think, 35 miles an hour in there, 30 or 35. And people are pulling out from Greer Fluorine and those other businesses. And they're going to kill somebody down there one of these days. They need to do more traffic enforcement.
State would come out and do more traffic enforcement on my road. See, my road is a state road out there, so the county won't do any traffic enforcement out there. In fact, if there's a wreck on my road, you got to call the highway patrol to get them to come out and investigate it. But one of these days, somebody along there where my driveway is, because the speed limit along that whole road is only 35 miles an hour. And from where it comes off of Blackstock Road down to where it gets down to the school, it's exactly 2 miles. That's all the length of that road is, that section of road. And, but they come flying through there at 55 and 60 miles an hour, and I know last night I was hearing some people going up that road. They reached that hill, kicked that hill where in front of my house, and they kicked down on those cars, and you'd hear them just roaring up that hill, and that was more than just the... just the muffler that was on it, because that thing, he had to really be winding it up pretty good for it to make that much noise.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, there were some boys, teenage boys, come down that hill up there from my house, from 101, and when they got to the top of the hill where I'm located, the highway patrol estimated 125 miles an hour, and the car went airborne, and I don't know how in the world waited that long, but it went airborne, rolled over on its top, and wound up in Randy's yard, let's see, one, two, three houses down, upside down in the yard, and tore off a piece of bark off the tree in his front yard about, 2 foot tall and maybe a foot wide. And you know them kids crawled out of that car. It was, I think they said it was a Ford Taurus or something. But I don't know if they got a ticket for it or what happened, but 125 miles an hour, that'd wind up in my bedroom or somebody else's or kill a kid along here. If you, the neighbor up the road, he'll call them now and then. They'll come out and they'll run radar and issue several $400 or $500 tickets. And then you won't see them for 2 or 3 years. They're, you know, I know they're busy and they're undermanned and all of that, but they could do more traffic around here. You rarely ever see a patrol car.
And I'll bet those two kids that came crawled out of that car, I bet there was alcohol involved in that too. Very probably. That's usually something like that when you find them doing stupid things like that. But, you know, and that is stupid. That's not dumb. That's stupid. And they know better, and they do it anyway. So usually that's an alcohol-related thing. Oh, well, I'm going by the Clemson Experimental Center over here off of 85, and where they do the auto work stuff over here. So you know about where I am. Getting close to several other of the buildings that are all along here on this section of road.
Well, I got to let you go. I got some things to do, Rusty. Just wanted to ride along with you a little ways there. Oh, the sun's out. That's a blessing. Thank the good Lord for that. We got over an inch and a half of rain there yesterday. But news last night on Fox said we were 4.5 inches ahead of norms, and I assure you, we're more than that up here. We get more rain than Greenville does usually. Have a good day, Rusty. WU2T and 0TR73.
Okay, well, I poured an inch and a half of rain, over an inch and a half, about an inch and three quarters inches of rain out of my rain gauge this morning. So, yeah, I know. I got a bunch at my house yesterday. Anyway, talk to you later, Tom. W2T Mobile.